My next guest is a friend of mine, a woman I got to know, I guess about 2015, about 4 years ago. Kept running into her along the way and in different political events and so forth, and she was an outspoken supporter of Donald Trump, the candidate. So I got to know her pretty well along the way, and she has been an outspoken supporter of the president ever since. Dr. Linda Lee Tarver here, a member of the Black Voices Coalition. And Linda Lee, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Good to talk to you, my friend. How have you been?
I've been awesome. Can't get any better.
Yeah. You know, and funny thing, you know, when I run into you from time to time, you always got a big smile on your face. I mean, you're always like you've got this positive air, this positive energy, which I really appreciate.
Well, the Lord has been good to me, and I am very grateful every day.
I appreciate that. So now, this past Friday in Atlanta, the president helped to launch Black Voices for Trump. And I'm seeing more and more of this on social media and so forth. Different people of color coming out and say, listen, this is why I support Trump. People tell me I'm black and I have to support Democrats and I'm done with it. And I see it's almost like there's a movement going on. Now, I know and you know, the Democrats, they have to have like 90% of the black vote or better, or they don't win elections. They know it as well. And so having black voters at least have the conversation about Donald Trump is critical, isn't it?
It is critical about the party. It's critical about our president and what he has done and making sure that this coalition of black voices, I love the title, because it really does not make it a talking points and, you know, we're not an army going out speaking about things that we don't care about. We're using and lending our president, our voice, because of what he has accomplished. He's accomplished what he has promised, he has kept, and he has done a great deal of work to uplift the black community. And our voices are being loaned to our president to relay that to the black community, to engage others, and to motivate others to allow their voices to come out.
Are you making headway? Are you getting traction? I mean, like I say, I see these things on social media, but do you feel you're really making them? Are you moving the needle?
Absolutely, we're moving the needle. It has been going on for the longest. I have been in the statewide, one of six statewide members and spokesmen and surrogates for Donald Trump in the 2016 election. And I can tell you that there was movement as a result of me being brave enough to be called all kinds of names, the Republican House N-word, the coon, the scapegoat. You know, you have left the black community. You're no longer a black. Your black card has been revoked and all other negative things by liberals. But I will tell you that when you talk about unemployment being the lowest ever, when you talk about this president really going after and being the first and only president dealing with criminal justice reform, and 90% of those being let out of prison are black.
Right.
We deal with the 401ks and our economy, where black pensions and black folks and businesses are able to thrive in our society right now under this president. When he's dealing with black veterans and black military soldiers like my son, you're dealing with the health care and the amount of money that they're putting into the military to keep our soldiers safe.
Right.
And all of that, when you're dealing with the truth, this man honors God. He protects our religious liberty. He is pro-life. All of those things that are helping our community and uplift our community. He's against illegal immigration that takes away black jobs. He's pro everything for black folks.
Let me ask you something
about us talking about it.
Yeah, Dr. Linda Lee Tarver here, member of the Black Voices Coalition, which means it's a broad spectrum of conversations and ideas and input. One of the things that I keep hearing about are these opportunity zones that the president put in place. The Democrats, of course, don't want to talk about that because it takes power away from places like inner cities where they've got this endless cycle of dependence, but the opportunity zones, I think there's something like 8,000 of them that have been designated around the country that have made a huge difference, haven't they?
Huge difference with opportunity zones. The person who is spearheading that is Dr. Ben Carson, fellow Detroiter, Michigander, who has looked at the landscape and decided that he wanted to inject opportunities for depressed communities. And he is a brilliant man, not only just a brilliant surgeon, but a brilliant man understanding the culture and where the president can interject and stimulate minority communities, strategically stimulate them through these opportunity zones. And they have been masterful in doing that. And I am just as proud of our president and what he's able to do and what he's allowed his cabinet to do to interject opportunities into our more depressed communities. And I am looking forward to improving in those areas with respect to education as well. I know that criminal justice reform, there is a first step that
sure.
is working on the next steps for African Americans in particular who have been dealing with the differences between powder cocaine and crack cocaine serving life sentences without even having to murder someone. It is egregious, and those things he has worked on, he's been successful with, and he's working on making sure that people who have reentered society, who have ex-offenders, can get jobs and can get public housing.
It's all a big deal. Linda Lee, let me jump in right here. Where can people go real quick? We got about 30 seconds. Where can they go to find out more about the Black Voices for Trump?
Well, you can text WOKE to 8802. Text that, and they can go to our Black Voices for Trump online, and you will get a lot of information about what we're doing.
Linda Lee Tarver, greatly appreciated. Black Voices for Trump. Don't be so shy. Come back. I love you, you know.
I love you, too. Thank you.
There you have it. Linda Lee, she's a character. I really do think the world of her. It's the Steve Gruber Show.